Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 7th chapter of Hilchos Gerushin. In this Perek, the Rambam will discuss the concept of B'fanai Nechtav or B'fanai Nechtam, the need for a messenger carrying a get in certain places to say that he had seen the get written and signed. Halacha Aleph, Shliach Shevi Get Melkom Lemelkom Be'eretz Yisrael Afal Bishalo Rok Sivas Get V'lo Yada Mihem Edav Ela Nosan Lo Habal Get V'amar Lo Tain Get Zel Ishti Harei Zen Nosan Lo B'fnei Edav. If a messenger brings a get from one place to another in Eretz Yisrael, even though he hadn't seen the get be written, nor did he know who his witnesses are, rather, the husband had simply given him the get and had said, "Give this get to my wife." Indeed, in that case, he's allowed to go ahead and give it to the wife in front of witnesses, even though we don't know who its witnesses are, in order that she be divorced. In fact, she's allowed to rely on this in order to go and remarry based off this. Halacha Beis, Baha Baal V'ir, V'amar, Lo Girashti Ameolam, V'get Yuva La Mezuyavu, Yizkai B'chusimav. If the husband then comes later on and objects, he claims that I never divorced her, and that get that he was carrying was forged. In that case, we will ratify the get based off of its signatures. V'im Lo Nizkaim, V'lo Nodu Edov Klal. If, however, we cannot ratify the signatures, nor do we know who the witnesses are at all, Tete Pavlan Mamzer, Shereinim Ugreshes. In that case, the wife is going to have to leave the new husband that she may have remarried on the basis of this get. Any child that she had from that new marriage is considered illegitimate, and that's because we think that she's not really divorced. Lefikach, Nashim Sheches Kasan, Shein Sonos, Zuazo, Ein Emanos Lavi Get Bered Yisrael, Zu Lezu, Shema Mezuyavu, Vitiskavim Lekalko Osa, Kadesha Tinase, Vitiyasar Abayla. Accordingly, if one woman is presumed to hate another woman, and she seems like she's being a messenger to deliver a get to that woman that she supposedly would hate in Eretz Yisrael, so then we do not allow her to give this get, because we are concerned that perhaps it's forged, and she's simply intending to mess over this woman who she hates, who she's providing the get with, so that way she'll go ahead and get remarried on the basis of this get, and thereby become forbidden to her husband. Halacha Gimel. Now, these are the women who we presume one to hate the other one with regards to at least this halach. Chamosa, ubas chamosa, v'tzarasa afilu haisa atzara nesu'la acher, v'vimta afilu haisa achosa, ubas baila. One's mother-in-law, the daughter of one's mother-in-law, a rival wife, even if she has since remarried another man, the wife of one's husband's brother, because in case one's husband dies without leaving any children, this woman is going to have to remarry that brother through levirate marriage, and then she'll become rival wives with this woman. Now, this is even true if they're sisters, and therefore the halacha would not mandate they do levirate marriage in that case. Instead, she would be free to marry somebody else. Still, the rabbis didn't distinguish between different cases of one's husband's brother's wife. And finally, the daughter of one's husband. But with regards to all other women, they are all valid to serve as messengers in this capacity, to go from one place in Eretz Yisrael without having to say anything. When they give the get, they are believed that this is indeed a real get. Halacha Dalet. Hamevi get mimakom lemakom be'eretz Yisrael, v'chala onenas, mishalcho b'yad acher. If somebody was bringing a get from one place to another place in Eretz Yisrael, and then he became sick, or for some other reason was unable to continue serving as a messenger, in that case, he can send it in the hands of somebody else. And similarly, the second one, in case they get sick, they are able to send it in the hands of another person. This can go on and on even 100 times. And you don't need witnesses to go ahead and appoint this new person a messenger in their place. And the last one, who's actually holding on to the get, who's delivering it to the woman, is able to deliver it to the woman in front of two witnesses, and she'll be divorced with it, even though the original messenger might have passed away. Halacha hei, shliach shehevi get mimakom makom b'chutz la'aretz, o mi'aretz l'Israel l'chutz la'aretz, o mi'chutz la'aretz la'aretz. Everything up until now has been discussing a case where the messenger was carrying a get from one place to another place in the land of Israel. But if that were not the case, rather, they were carrying it from one place to another place outside of the land of Israel, or from the land of Israel outside of the land of Israel, or from outside of the land of Israel to the land of Israel. If the messenger was present at the time of the writing of the get and its signing, he says in front of two witnesses, before me it was written, before me it was signed. Then afterwards, he can hand the get over in front of these witnesses, and the woman can be divorced with it. This is even true if we don't recognize the witnesses on it. This is even if the witnesses' names sound like they are non-Jewish names and perhaps are therefore invalid witnesses. Nonetheless, we are not concerned about them. If the husband then comes along and protests and says this is an invalid get, it was a forgery, in that case, we disregard him. Accordingly, then, there's no concern that women who might hate one another will come to fake a get and claim that really it's a valid get when it's not, just to mess her over. Because in this case, they won't be able to mess her over. Because even if the husband has come along, once she was required to say, before me it was written, before me it was signed, she'll overpower the husband, and he won't be believed. So therefore, nothing bad could come out of this. And therefore, they're trusted, even though they are one of those five women. Similarly, if a messenger was bringing a get in the land of Israel, to another place in the land of Israel, and then he said, before me it was written, before me it was signed, even though he didn't need to do that, if afterwards the husband comes along and protests, similarly, we will disregard that which the husband claims. However, if the messenger, in a case where the get was brought either to or from outside of the land of Israel, if the messenger wasn't present at the time of the writing or the signing, and therefore can't say, then in that case, he's not able to give the get to her, unless we have ratified that these are indeed signatures which are truly the signatures of those that it claims to be. Now, the messenger himself is able to serve as one of the three people who we validate the signatures in front of. If, however, the get was not validated with its signatures, and nonetheless it was handed over, it is invalid until they validate the signatures. If the husband then comes along and protests and says that this wasn't a valid get, and we never have validated its signatures, in that case, she is not divorced. If the get is lost, then in that case, it is uncertain whether or not she is divorced. Just to be clear, when we refer to validating witnesses, the signatures on a document, what that requires is that two witnesses come in and say in front of a beis din, those were the three people the Rambam just alluded to, they say in front of a beis din that, yes, we recognize these signatures. That's Reuven's signature, that's Shimon's signature. And indeed, therefore, we can rely on that. That's one way of ratifying it. Similarly, if the fellow himself were to come in and say, yes, that's my signature, that can also validate the signatures. Now, for what reason did Chazal require a person who was carrying a get from or to outside of the land of Israel to say that before him it was written, before him it was signed? The Rambam explains, in order so that the woman not need to go and ratify the signatures on the get if the husband were to come along and protest. Because it won't always be so common that you'll be able to find witnesses who can indeed validate the signatures on the get when you're dealing with one place to another place outside of the land of Israel. And therefore, in order to avoid this, Chazal insisted that the messenger first say, and that will defeat any counterclaim by the husband later on and prevent the woman from having to go and seek witnesses to prove that these are valid signatures. Halachatas. Baal Shevi Raya Brura Sheget Zeh Shnemar Bo B'Fanenechtam Mezuyavu Hari Zeh Batal. If the husband can bring explicit proof, clear proof, that this get, which had been brought, and that the messenger had said, before me it was written, before me it was signed, was actually a forgery, in that case, it is nullified. It's invalid. Because when Chazal believed this messenger who said, before me it was written, before me it was signed, they were only believing him to the point where he could push away a protest by the husband who doesn't have a proof. However, if the husband brings in two witnesses who say, this is false, we saw you write it yourself, you forged this thing, so something like that, they never gave this messenger belief against two valid witnesses, and therefore the husband would be believed, and the woman would not be divorced in that case. The rivers within the land of Israel, as well as any islands that are out in the Mediterranean Sea, but within the boundaries of the land of Israel, they count as the land of Israel, with regards to this halacha of not needing to say, And those that are beyond those boundaries, they count as outside of the land of Israel. Again, with regard to having to say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And the Rambam notes, v'hilchos trumos yizbaru tchumei Eretz Yisrael. Elsewhere in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam will clarify what exactly counts as the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. U'bavel k'Eretz Yisrael l'getin. Now the land of Babylon, Babel, that qualifies as the land of Israel with regards to getin. There, we assume that witnesses will be readily available to validate the signatures, and therefore, we don't require b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Halach Yud Aleph. Get shaksavu b'Eretz Yisrael, v'chasamu b'chot l'aretz. If a get was written in the land of Israel, but signed outside of the land of Israel, tzarech shiomar b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. In that case, the messenger will need to still say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Ksavu b'chot l'aretz, v'chasamu b'Eretz Yisrael. If the other way around was the case, if it was written outside of Eretz Yisrael, and was signed in Eretz Yisrael, ain't no tzarech lomar b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. It all follows after the signature. In that case, he will not have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Halacha Yud Beis. Nechtam makes us a get b'fanav, b'nechtam kula b'fanav. If only part of the get was written in front of him, but all of it was signed in front of him, referring to the messenger, it makes us a harishon hu. If it was the first part, hariza omar b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So then he's able to say this phrase, afilu lo nechtam bo elashita achas b'fanav. Even if only one line was written in front of him, afilu shama kol akomas kosev. Even if he didn't even see the writing, he simply heard the quill scratching on the paper when it was writing, and he saw the witnesses sign in front of him, that's good enough for him to be able to say this phrase. Similarly, if the scribe goes out to the marketplace and then comes back and completes the get, we don't have to be concerned that maybe he bumped into somebody else who had requested that he write a get for him, and now he's writing the get on behalf of that fellow and his wife. Rather, Ela Omer b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. In that case, he's still able to say, before me it was written, before me it was signed, I know it's a valid get. Halacha Yud Gimel. Omer b'fani nechtam, aval lo b'fani nechtam. B'fani nechtam, aval lo b'fani nechtam. B'fani nechtam kulo, b'chasam eid echad, aval lo ha'id ha'sheni. Avilo ha'yuhu ha'id ha'sheni. Ha'reza yizkai b'chusam av, v'achrach yasin lo. If the messenger merely says he saw it written, but he doesn't mention anything about it being signed, or he says he saw it signed, but he does not say anything about it being written, or he says he saw all of it written and one witness sign on it, but he did not see the second witness sign on it, even if he himself was that second witness, in this case, or any of these cases, is required to first ratify the signatures and then afterwards give the get to the woman. If the messenger himself, as well as another person, testify about the signature of the second witness, Shalochas of Afana, the one that had not signed in front of him, Harizek Kasher, Yinatinla. In that case, it is a valid get, and then he can hand it to the woman. And it goes without saying, therefore, that if the messenger doesn't testify at all about that second witness, but two other witnesses come in and they testify about the signature of the second witness, then this is a valid testimony. Halach Yud Dalet. Shnayim Shevyu get b'chutz l'aretz. Af mi shalom nechta b'nechna b'fneyam. Hol unzano lahem abal le no leishto. Harei l'mnosin la b'tiyam agreshes. If two people are sent by the husband in order to bring a get to his wife, and they were sent from outside of the land of Israel, then even if it hadn't been written or signed in front of them, since the husband had given it to them in order to give to his wife, they are able to give it to her and she'll be divorced. Sherei ain't a bal yachal ayar b'get zeh, because the husband can't protest this get. Aval bish ain't b'kuyam, even if its signatures might not have been ratified. Why? Sherei shluchav heim edav, because the very messengers he sent are able to testify that it was a valid get. She'ilu amru hashnayim b'faneinu mizkarsha, because had those two just claimed that the woman had been divorced in front of them, harizu migreshes, she'd be divorced. Aval bish ain't shem get, even if there was no get at all. So certainly then, in this case, they will be believed. Halacha tesavav. Avedar mor, when is that true? Bezman she'get yotzei midachas yidei shneihem. This is if the get leaves both of them. Al im ena get yotzei midachas yidei shneihem. If the get is not leaving the both of their possession, tzrichim lomar b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtav. In that case, they will both need to claim that they had seen it written and they had seen it signed. Lefikach im omer echad b'faneinu nechtav v'acher omer b'faneinu nechtav. Avilu shnayim omer b'faneinu nechtav v'echad omer b'faneinu nechtav. Therefore, if one of them says that he saw it written and the other one says he saw it signed, or even if both of them say they had seen it written and only one of them says he had seen it signed, ho'av enu yotzei midachas yidei shneihem lo yinasein la ad she'yizkai b'chusam av. Since we're dealing with a case where it hadn't left both of their hands, so they are not able to give it her until they ratify the signatures. Halacha tezayin. Omer echad b'faneinu nechtav u'shnayim omer b'faneinu nechtam. However, if one of them says he had seen it written, but both of them say they had seen it signed, kasher. In that case, it's valid. Aval bishe enu yotzei midachas yidei shneihem, even though it doesn't leave both their hands, sharing his kai holds them up, because in that case, they have ratified that these were real signatures. Halacha yid zayin. Shliach shevi get b'chutz l'aretz. Unzano la b'ino l'beina, Ocean son of love if nationayim, below Amar Lab if Nechnav, Ufani Nechtam, Aval Pishanises, Notalumena, Behozer and son of love if nationayim, Omer if Nahim, Ufani Nechtav, Ufani Nechtam. If a messenger was bringing a get outside of the land of Israel, and he gave it to the woman privately, or he gave it her in front of two witnesses, but he didn't say this phrase of Ufani Nechtav, Ufani Nechtam, so then even though she had gone and gotten remarried on the basis of this get, we take it back from her and re-give it to her in front of two witnesses and say this time around the funny nechta, the funny nechta. And if we don't take it back from her and do this process, then it's considered invalid until we ratify its signatures. If the messenger had given it to the woman, but didn't have an opportunity to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta, until suddenly he became mute, in that case, we demand that the signature be ratified, and then afterwards, he can give it to her. Hasuma enu yachol havi get zeh shel chutz laretz. Mimnei enu yachol lomar b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. If somebody is blind, they are unable to serve as a messenger to bring one of these types of gittin, one that had come from outside of the land of Israel, because he's unable to say, before me was written, before me was signed. He doesn't have that same degree of surety. Lefikach im nechta v'nechta b'fanav kishu pasuach. Therefore, had it been written and signed in his presence when he was not yet blind, and then only afterwards he became blind, in that case he's able to say in front of three people, and then he can give it to her. Similarly, the woman who brings such a get from outside of the land of Israel, she's required to say in front of three people that before her it was written, before her it was signed. Shelo amr b'fnei shnayim, el bezman shliach kasher le'edus, sherehu mitzdarif mesh shnayim, v'nimtza mechlal hashlosha, shekimu get zeh b'dvar. Because Chazal had only said that you need to say b'fani nechem, b'fani nechem in front of two people with regards to when the shliach is a valid shliach to testify as well. He can serve as an aid, and therefore he can join together with the two people he's saying in front of them, and he'll count as one of the three that are necessary to validate this get. Because with regards to matters that are only rabbinic in nature, such as this requirement to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, the witness is able to serve both as a witness as well as a judge, as this messenger would do in a case where he's a valid witness. But again, if he's not a valid witness, such as a woman, she needs to say b'fani nechtam in front of three people. Halacha chaf, chala shliach onenus. If the messenger carrying the get from outside of the land of Israel either became sick or was prevented for some other reason from continuing carrying this get to the woman, he should go to the rabbinic court and say to them that this get was written before him, it was signed before him, and then afterwards, the Beis Din will send the get in the hands of somebody else to complete the duty. Now this latter messenger doesn't have to say before him it was written before it was signed. It's not even true. Instead, he simply says, I'm a messenger of the court. And he can then hand it to the woman in front of two witnesses. Chala sheni onenas. If that second messenger became sick or was prevented from continuing, osa shliach achar b'basin. So then he can go to basin once again and appoint a new messenger. Afilu mea. This can happen even 100 times. Va'achar omer shliach basin ani b'nosan la. And the last one will just have to say when he gives it to the woman that he is a messenger of basin. Afal b'sin mesa shliach rishon. And this is true even if the first messenger had passed away. Now, what's the need to get the court involved? Because he needs to say, before me was written, before me was signed. However, had the get had its signatures ratified otherwise, once the signatures were ratified, then you don't need the Beis Din. And even if the messenger had handed it to another messenger, handed it to another messenger, each one privately without a Beis Din, and eventually the get reaches her hands, then she is divorced. And even though the husband had never explicated this, he never told him that, look, if you can continue your status as a messenger, then you should give it to somebody else. Nonetheless, if the fellow does become sick or unable to continue as a messenger, then he's able to send it in the hands of somebody else. Anybody who appoints a messenger is able to do so even though the messenger is not present with them in Beis Din. Rather, he can simply say, I want this fellow, Reuven, whoever it might be, to serve as my messenger, even though he's not actually present. And so to the next messenger. And the next messenger is able to point another messenger in his stead, even 100 times as it goes, when he's not present. If we have a rather wild case, the husband hands the get to his wife, and it was written and it was signed before her, and he says to her, "You are hereby a messenger to bring it to a certain rabbinic court," at which point they will appoint a messenger who will then give it to you, and you'll be divorced with it. In that case, the woman's believed to say in front of that rabbinic court that, since she's serving as a messenger, before her it was written, before her it was signed, and then they will take it from her and give it to the messenger who would have been appointed by the husband to then give it to her, just as the husband had commanded. Halacha Chaf Dalet, the final halacha in the parak. When is this true? When the husband had made the stipulation. But if the husband had not stipulated anything, he had simply handed her the get, and now she's holding on to the get, so she doesn't need to say anything. She's already presumed to be divorced. Since, ultimately, she's holding a validly written get, and had witnesses signed on it. And even though we don't recognize the handwriting of those witnesses to know that it's true, nor has it been ratified, nonetheless, we don't have to be concerned, maybe she had forged it, because she's not going to set herself up in a situation where she will have hurt herself when her lie is discovered. Moreover, the Rambam tells us that witnesses who sign on a get, it implies that it was already checked out. We can safely assume that it hadn't been forged, as if it had been checked out and based in, as long as there's nobody actively protesting it. Therefore, accordingly, we are able to keep the get with its same status of being valid, and she can get married based off of it. And we don't have to be concerned that perhaps later on it will be discovered that it was forged. Just as we assume the get is a valid get when a messenger brings it, until the husband objects or until he brings proof that it's been forged or has been nullified. Because were we to be concerned about such matters, then we should have to be equally as concerned with regard to a case where the husband hands the get over to the wife in front of us. Maybe he had nullified it and then given it. Or maybe the witnesses who had signed on it are invalid. It's as if it's internally forged. Or perhaps it hadn't been written with the right intent. And therefore, since it would be ridiculous to have to be concerned about any of these things, we are not. Therefore, just as we are not concerned for that or anything similar, rather, we establish it to be on the same presumption that it's valid until we know otherwise. Similarly, we are not concerned at all with regards to a get that was carried by a messenger, or for a get which is found in the hands of the woman, because with regards to ritual halacha, they don't play by the same standards as monetary halacha, and therefore we are allowed to rely upon this earlier presumption until told otherwise. Have a wonderful day.